Letting ourselves come into our sitting practice. Finding a posture that is truly noble and dignified. As best we can, being very grounded with feet planted, bottoms planted. Uplift through the torso. Remember how we practice that uplift with the mindful movements and the standing. So perhaps rolling your shoulders a few times to loosen them. Then flattening the shoulder blades to the back. And enjoying that nice little lift to the chest. And softening down the arms to the fingertips, letting the hands rest. And then feeling that uplift that may have happened through the torso, and how there may be a feeling of openness and even courage through the heart region with this posture. Along with that sense of a true nobility, courage and love and nobility to meet this life as it is, on its own terms, letting go of it being other than how it is. Remembering too to take good care of the head and neck. We don't want our head slumped, and we also don't want our head arched backwards. It's a neutral position for the head. And with the eyes, they can be soft and downwards, or they can be more straight outwards, or even ever so slightly upwards, as if you've got a really big view over time and space with which to meet this life. And you can do that with the positioning of the eyes, even if you have them closed. And then, as Thich Nhat Hanh instructs us, can we meet this moment with friendliness, with a wee bit of a smile, curving up of the corners of the eyes and the lips. So blessed to be here with one another. So blessed to have a path of peace to walk, to practice. Connecting with breathing, with dignified, friendly intention. Allowing for a few nice full breaths. And then letting breathing settle. Let it be just as it is. Noticing the breathing wherever you enjoy noticing it. Wherever it's pleasant and easy. And now we'll take some instruction from the late great meditation teacher Ajahn Chah, who taught many Westerners these practices, Westerners who brought them back to us, people like Jack Kornfield and Sharon Salzberg. And Ajahn Chah said, "Just go into the room and put one chair in the center." That's what we've just done. Take the seat in the center of the room. Open the doors and windows and see who comes to visit. You will witness all kinds of scenes and actors, all kinds of temptation and stories imaginable. Your only job is to stay in your seat. You will see it all arise and pass, and out of this, wisdom and understanding will come. As I see it, the mind is like a single point, the center of the universe, and mental states are like visitors who come to stay at this point for short or long periods of time. Get to know these visitors well. Become familiar with the vivid pictures they paint, the alluring stories they tell to entice you to follow them. But do not give up your seat. It is the only chair around. If you continue to occupy it unceasingly, greeting each guest as it comes, firmly establishing yourself in awareness, transforming your mind into the one who knows, the one who is awake, the visitors will eventually stop coming back. If you give them real attention, how many times can these visitors return? Speak with them here, and you will know every one of them well. Then your mind will at last be at peace. So let's take the one seat in the center of our beings, in the center of the room. So feeling again all those touch points. Taking some heart from this reading. Some encouragement to be very deliberate. Placing our mindfulness before us. That intention to be aware of things as they are with an open heart. And so we anchor now in the breathing with that strong sense of that there is a body sitting. And we watch the breath come and go. And when other visitors show up, we notice. And we watch them move through the room of the mind. And we let them be. We let them go. And we feel our breathing. Practicing now in the silence. Some of the guests will need to greet them. That's our mental noting, labeling. Ah, yes, there's worry, there's sadness, there's planning. There's fantasizing. We notice. We may thank them for coming. Ah, thank you. A little smile. You too. And we keep our seats. We don't follow them. All these visitors, they come, they go. Some keep coming back. We keep saying hello, thank you, calling them by name. Each time we do that, our mindfulness strengthens. No visitor is an interruption to our mindfulness. If it helps you to hold things more skillfully, you can widen your awareness to breath and body as a whole. If you feel firmly planted in your seat, with a narrow awareness on the breathing and awareness of breathing in one place, not tight, but in one place, then by all means, just carry on with that. Regardless of how you go, be sure that you have a sense of that there is a body. There is a body. There is this sitting in our one seat. Awake, alert, dignified. Open, receiving all that arises. Now, some of our visitors may require extra attention. We may need to get to know these visitors well. And if that's been the case for you, a frequent visitor or one that keeps hovering at the doorway that you may not have been letting in but is there, in a troubling way, you might care to now deliberately invite in this visitor. And as you do so, if you do so, remembering the acronym RAIN, and in front of the R of RAIN, we can put a G for grounding. So really feel that groundedness through the body and the touch points. Through the breathing, And then as you feel ready, recognizing that visitor, perhaps calling that thought, that emotion, that concern by name. Ah, I see you. I see you. And now can you allow that visitor through the door, the A of rain? I won't push you away. I won't ignore you. I won't deny you. I'll allow you into my heart, mind, body. Because I feel grounded and steady enough for however you might frighten me, unnerve me, make me angry, distressed. And now I'll investigate any of those feelings that may be coming up, naming them. This is the eye of rain, getting intimate, getting to know this visitor well. Feel it through the body, all the different places it's showing, naming the emotions. Breathing in and out of them. All the while remembering the end of rain. This is not all of who I am. This is not the whole story. This is simply nature rolling on. Naturally, this is happening. And we can give ourselves the end of rain of nurturing, soothing touch, loving kindness phrases. But don't be too quick to rush to that. Get to know the visitor well first. So taking a bit of time in the silence with your rain practice. Transforming your mind into the one who knows, the one who is awake. Now, with this friendly reception, your visitor may have left by now. Or your visitor may still be hanging out. Take a few moments longer with your visitor. And then thanking your visitor and really reestablishing yourself in the room, taking your seat with body and breathing. And noticing that there are other visitors who show up too. appreciating any peace that has come from the practice of taking the one seat, of getting to know the visitors well, but not following them, not being swept away by them. Appreciating that we've been facing this life here as it is, not as we'd wish it to be. So much of that is about facing fear. In the novel Dune, they have a little incantation that they use to calm themselves in times of peril. And it goes like this. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. The fear comes, the fear goes. We've permitted it to pass over and through us. And while it might not be gone in this moment, it will be at some point and will remain the ones who know and will be at some peace.